In the name of Lord Jesus, I speak and to learn the topic with us together. Understand my identity in Christ ambassador. So when you look at this verse or this topic, which verse do you remember? Where is the Bible verse talking about we are the ambassador of Jesus? Which verse? Anyone find out the verse? Said we are the ambassador of Jesus. Can anyone give an answer? Caleb. Huh? Say again. Ephesians 6. 20. Any other? Say we are the ambassador of Jesus. Hi, Albert. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20. Okay. Yes, this is the Bible verse directly mentioned about this concept about own identity. So let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20. 20 and 21. Hey, Albert, can you read it? Amen. So here said, now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. So, what is an ambassador? So, if we look at this verse, then it says we are ambassadors. What are these law talking about? Huh? So, ambassador, if you understand it through the political term, right? He's a diplomatic officer of the highest ranking, sent by one country to another, and as his resident representative. So, as an ambassador, actually, is a person has been authorized messengers or representative. So this is a concept. As a representative of Christ on the earth, to perform what Jesus is supposed to on earth. So this is called ambassador. Now, in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, when Paul, he mentioned in this law of himself, actually refer to himself first. Then he further talking about the concept through all the disciples of Jesus. Because nowadays, we also receive the same appointment through Holy Spirit. Okay? So, in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20, if we carefully read it through the passage, when we try to explain the Bible message, we have to look at the context, right? So we have to look at the previous concept and what this verse talking about the next message. So Bible says, now then, so we are ambassadors for Christ. as though God were pleading through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. So from this verse, what is the most important thing as an ambassador? Just look at the verse 20. Just look at verse 20. Just go back to the previous. Go back to the previous slide, huh? No. The 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Yes, here. So what is the major thing or major work mentioned here in this verse? As an ambassador. What is the ambassador will do? Joseph. Huh? Reconciled to God, right? So we have to make sure everybody understand. We needed to as a human being, we needed to be reconciled to God one more time. So that means reconcile means you supposed belong to God, but later you lost this connection. Now we have to perform this work for Jesus, because this is what Jesus will do, right? So Jesus, he came to this world to reconcile all the human beings back to God. And now we are going to perform this work for Jesus. So that's why, say, as though God were pleading through us, pleading the whole world through us. So that's why Paul said, we implore you on Christ's behalf. So just like Jesus will talk to your friend or your whoever you want to preach, just like Jesus will preach to someone to reconcile to God. But now, this job has been put on you. You have to do it for Jesus. And use an attitude, please reconcile to God. You know, so this is the ambassador for Jesus. Now, who we are, we have to know about who we are. So next slide. In verse 18, let's turn to 18. Do it, chapter 5, verse 18. Chapter 5, verse 18 can, someone can read for me. Let me, Samuel Wu. Okay, 19. Amen. So read carefully about this verse. Now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ, and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. Okay? So this is the key. Who we are. Now, all things are of God. So God make everything happen, right? So if God appointed someone to do something, then you have to do it. And God created a way so people can once again come to him. He said, through Jesus Christ. So we are those whose sins are washed away through baptism in the name of Jesus Christ. So in Jesus Christ, in order to become an ambassador, so we are has been entrusted this kind of new law. And who we are, we have to understand who we are. We used to be a sinner, right? We are not just at all. We are sinners, but God is in heaven. God is almighty. And God is pure. Is holy. Now, how can I become an ambassador? So, here say, God already reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ. So first, we have to be in Jesus Christ. So, in Jesus Christ, then everything become new. So we used to an old person, but in Jesus Christ, we become new. So, read verse 17. Tiffany, please read for me. Verse 17. Amen. So, if anyone in Christ, he is a new creation. All old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Everything become new now. Now, new. So in Christ Jesus, you are a new creation. Right? Before, in Jesus Christ, we are old. Now, new creations, new law as his ambassador. So, new being means we have reborn again, right? Regenerate again, become a new. So, in Jesus, in this process, first in Jesus Christ, and we become new being, carry a new life, and we have a new law. Okay, so God appointed us, then we are ambassador. Okay, so next slide. We are authorized messenger now. Jesus gives us the power, the authority to perform his new appointment as his representative on earth for him. So we have to do what Jesus Christ is supposed to do now. Right? Ambassador is representative. So just like the ambassador of the China in US, if the president Hu Jintao, he wanted to do something in US, he told the ambassador to perform for him. If the president have to go to the White House to greet the president, he represented him, right? So we on earth right now, we do what Jesus is supposed to do. So what is Jesus' work? Now it's very important. Jesus' work. So in verse 19, let's turn to chapter 5, verse 19. This time, can I have Jonathan? Jonathan, can you read for me verse 19? Thank you. So, say, verse 19 says, that is, it continues from verse 18, right? That God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, then not imputing their trespasses to them. So, in Christ is the way that God accepted the world to himself, not counting their sins. So Jesus, he become the only one way. God appointed this special way to deal with the sin. Because we understand all the sin, once the sin came into this world, right? In the Garden of Eden, then we lost the relationship with God as his beloved son. Human being lost this identity. Now, if there is sin there, then the sin have to be dealt with, be remissed first. So, through which way? To wash away, to not counting those sins anymore, through Jesus Christ. So, Jesus, he is the God's appointed way, appointed men to sacrifice for us. So Jesus said, that's why he came to this world. He said, I am the way, right? I am the way. So in John chapter 14, verse 6, I am the life, I am the way, and what? I'm the life, huh? Truth. So if anyone wants to go to Father, have through him. So Jesus is the only way to reach to God. So only in Jesus our sin can be forgiven. So Jesus is the answer. Jesus is the only way for remission of sin. And this is the word, so-called the word of the reconciliation. So we have to go out to proclaim this. Jesus is the way. If your friend, he or she really wants to deal with sin, then Jesus is only answer. Okay? So this is the Jesus word. Now, we have been entrusted in put this job. So next slide. This is the work of the ambassador we're supposed to do. So in verse 18 say, the ministry of reconciliation. So we have to beseech the world to be reconciled to God. So we go out to preach to everybody, you know, because say God, he wanted the whole world, right, to be reconciled to himself. Through Jesus Christ, God is not going to count their trespasses. So just view them as sinners. So all of the sins can be forgiven in Jesus Christ. So this is the ministry of reconciliation. So that's why as a Christian, as a disciple of Jesus, we always have to go out to preach here. So during this CYC, we also spend time to learn how to do evangelical work, right? So we learn the evangelism. So yesterday, we try to do prayer to how to preach the gospel. And in from verse 19, say the word of reconciliation. The word, the not the theory, but this is the whole package. How Jesus wanted to perform the work, why it's so important. So this is the word, this is the gospel, this is called salvation. So only in Jesus we can be justified by God. So let's turn to Romans chapter 3. Romans chapter 3. Because in Jesus is the key. Without Jesus, we are all sinners. We cannot go to heaven, and no way. But in Jesus, then we have answer. We have a way to go. Turn to Romans chapter 3. Romans chapter 3, verse 21. From 21 to 26. 21 to 26. We have Sister Amanda, can you read for me? Amen. So He is very important. Jesus, he is in verse 25 say, whom God has set forth as a propitiation by his blood, through faith to demonstrate his righteousness, because in his forbearance God has passed over the sins that were previously committed. So Jesus, he said here, this is the gospel. This is called the gospel for salvation, to be saved into heavenly kingdom. Okay? So Jesus, he became the righteousness of God. Nobody can be justified in this, the Holy God, in front of Holy God. Right? But in Jesus, then, yes, we can be accepted again by God. So, this is called gospel. This is very important, gospel. In Hebrew chapter 3, Jesus, Jesus came to this world to proclaim it. So the beginning of the gospel from Jesus. Jesus said it and proclaimed it. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 3. Let's read chapter 2, Hebrews 2, 3. Chapter 2, 3. Julius, can you read for me? Julius Chen. Verse 4, Judas. Amen. So in verse 3 say, how should we escape if we neglect so great a salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed to us by those who heard him? So we are not the first ambassador. Okay? We are just the follower. Jesus, his work has been performed by so many preachers, so many disciples of Jesus, so many disciples, apostles. Now we are learning how to do it. So, but this verse gives us the beginning of the gospel has been spoken by the Lord himself. So that's why as an ambassador, we spoke it. We spoke the gospel for him to this world, right? To all of your friends, the neighbors. And in verse 4 say, God also bearing witness both with signs and wonder, with various miracles and the gift of the Holy Spirit according to his own will. So that's why as ambassadors, we also has been empowered through the Holy Spirit. So we can perform miracles, wonders, signs. And the most significant miracle is to change people's heart. So this is the word of salvation, right? So the word of God, just like this morning we heard, it's just like a sword, right? Double-edged sword to cut into people's heart. So once people, they receive the message, they will be touched, really. So this is a miracle through the Holy Spirit. So as an ambassador, we always has consider preaching. Spread this gospel. This is the most important thing for Jesus to do. He wanted to reconcile the whole world to God again. So that's why there is Bible verses say, God loved the whole world. Where is the Bible verse? 神爱世人. God loved everybody. Which verse? Where? Huh? John 3:16, right? Huh? And this Bible verse say, God want everybody. Huh? He wants to save everybody. Not even one to be condemned. 神不希望有一个人沉沦, everybody. He wants to save everybody. Besides John 3:16. There's one verse say. Huh? Where? 2 Peter 3, verse 9. Yes, 2 Peter. So this is the heart of Jesus. And also the work of Jesus. He wanted to do. He wanted to finish it. But God, He gave us this important task to finish, to perform it for Him. So let's call him ambassador. Okay? So next, so we have to apply this new appointment in our life. So next slide say, we have to preach the word. Preach. The word of Jesus in Mark 16, 15 to 16, I think we're all familiar with that. He who believes and is baptized will be saved. This is commission of Jesus. So we go out to proclaim it, to preach the word of Jesus. And then we have to perform the work of Jesus. Huh? Bring others to God. Ministering the gospel of God, just like in Romans chapter 15, we learned through the previous section, our own another identity is priest, right? As priest to offer sacrifice, which is acceptable, holy and acceptable to God. That is in Romans chapter 15. That is what we supposed to offer as a priest. What is that? As a priest, we're supposed to offer sacrifice, right? What is that? In Romans chapter 15. Verse 16 and onward. We learned already. Huh? Gentiles, yes. Gentiles. Okay, so this is we perform the work for Jesus. This is called ambassador. God can save, actually God can save everybody through any way, right? So just like if the president or the, nowadays we say president, president want to go somewhere, or he wanted to do something. Actually, the president can do by himself. But he just entrusts his ambassador to perform for him. It's called worker. It's just like a sermon. I give an order, then my sermon to do. Oh, this is called what's called a sermon. Now, because this job is not just a lowly sermon to clean up the toilet. Not this type, but it's just a representative. So we have to know. We also have to know the master. Who is this master? Who is Jesus Christ? So next slide. Do we truly know Jesus whom we represent for? So we have to understand Jesus Christ. This is very important. Jesus, He is sinless. So back to Romans, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21. 2 Corinthians 5:21. We read before, right? Just again to view it, huh? Verse 21, for he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Jesus, he is sinless. He's God, Almighty God, pure and righteous. But God make him to be sin for us. So it's a sin for us. What does it mean? Jesus is sin for us. Sin, so he had to be punished, right? So that's why Jesus, he was crucified on the cross, just like a sinner for us. So we supposed to be hung on the cross. Now, Jesus do it for me. Therefore, we have a chance to become the righteousness of God. Again, what is the righteousness of God? Because the Bible says, we might become the righteousness of God in him. So the righteousness of God seems like a substance, something, right? In Jesus, we become the righteousness of God. What is that? Actually, we just read, Jesus, he become the righteousness of God. Nobody can become righteous, but in Jesus, just like Jesus, he performed, he just put on us this kind of the new status. Understand? So, in Jesus, we become the righteousness of God. So that's why in Galatians chapter 3, verse 27, we put on Jesus. After baptism, we put on Jesus. So just like we put on a new status. Now, Jesus is on me. That's why I can perform as an ambassador of Jesus. Put on Jesus. So people can see Jesus through me. Jesus can receive the grace of Jesus, the grace of God through me. So this is called ambassador. Okay. So we have to know Jesus Christ in depth. Very important. If we truly know Jesus, then we can really become his ambassador. Otherwise, we don't know whom we are going to represent, right? We are not going to represent someone who speak word careless. So as ambassadors, we have to be careful. Whatever we say, whatever we do, we represent the master who sent us. So that's why, if we are really perform this ambassador law, then ourselves become a testimony. People can really be attracted by you, and follow you to the church, to worship, to praise, to do everything. Just follow you. Come to church. It's so simple. So how to do evangelism? How? We just act just like Jesus. Then people will follow. So if we really understand Lord Jesus Christ, then we really can become his ambassador. So that's why in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 15 to 17, this is what Paul prayed for all of the members. So Paul prayed for Ephesians, right? So may the Lord Jesus grant you the wisdom and the revelation, the spirit of wisdom and revelation, so you can really truly have knowledge in him. So this is how we can really represent. Okay? So the next Jesus, he actually He came to this world to fulfill God's promise to Abraham. This is another so-called is the work of Jesus. Just consider, God is true, right? Whatever God said to person will be fulfilled, because he cannot lie himself. So if God says something to someone, then no matter what, must be fulfilled. This is called true God. So you consider, so I just want to bring you the two verses which has been spoken by God to Abraham. Turn to Genesis chapter 18. Genesis 18. Verse 17. 17 to 19. Okay. Someone to read. Jessica, she. Hi. Thank you. So, you pay attention to 18. Since Abraham should surely become a great and a mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. Here say, all the nations of earth shall be blessed in him. See? Everybody have sin. In a sinful world, how can this world be blessed? But now, in Abraham, all nations on the earth, of the earth, will be blessed. How? Let's turn to another verse. Verse 22. Chapter 22, verse 18. Chapter 22, verse 18. Sean, can you read it for me? Thank you. No time, no. In your seed, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in your seed. So this particular one seed of Abraham, through him, all nations will be blessed. To Abraham nation, right? Abraham is father of the Israel. So all the covenant of God to Abraham, his descendants receive inherited automatically. But to us, all nations on the earth, so many nations, how can we be blessed also through Abraham in his seed? Okay, so that's Ephesians chapter 2. I think you have to read by yourself. Jesus is the peacemaker. To bring these two different words together as one. So Ephesians chapter 2, verse 13 to 22. It's a whole passage talking about Jesus is the peacemaker. It's like a bridge to bring the Gentiles into the nation of the Abraham. So all the nation can be blessed through Jesus Christ. So Jesus also came to this world to preach the gospel of peace. So, in Ephesians chapter 2, this is once again to explain, to explain the law of Jesus. He just, to make the God's promise to Abraham fulfilled, completely fulfilled. So, that's why, say, in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 20, 21, we do it, right? In Jesus, people can come to God. And God Don't count your trespasses. Okay, so this echoes actually what Jesus said. Huh? Blessed are those peacemakers. Jesus himself is the peacemaker. So that's why as his ambassador, we also need to become a peacemaker. Peacemaker to bring people to God. Okay. So this is the ambassador, and because no time, we will find another way to explain further. Okay, we stop here and pray in silence.